Okay, so now that we've done some Erevan topics, like Hook of Ladira and the like, but now we're moving into the real, you know, stuff that only is Maseches Erevan, despite the fact that the first source is still the same Gemara and Shabbos we always start with. And that's the question of Mavui, the alleyways, its status, and all the ways of fixing it, right? So just a brief overview, and this will be a lot of overview, and then just some basic questions, because, you know, we only had two days to prepare it. Right, most of what we'll be dealing with is how do we fix a mavui, which we'll get into what exactly a mavui is. So we need to, A, analyze what is a mavui, the different types of mivon, a mavui mefulash, a mavui sasum, and then all the different ways of fixing it. They range from those that are, visible in reality, right, like walls, right, mechitza, which we'll start with, which is sort of the, you know, most basic way of fixing a mavui, which is putting up a wall. Closely related to that will be doors, right, and then within doors, there's doors which close at night and doors which don't close at night but can close at night. Then there's Tzuras HaPesach, which is probably not as good as mechitzas, even if it is legally a mechitza, though in certain ways it might even be better than mechitza, which only complicates things. Because in certain, and we'll see what that is, right, but it might not have some of the disqualifications of walls because it's meant to be a doorway and therefore it's meant to have people walking through it and a wall is not. Then we'll have Lechi and Korah, right, the side beam and the cross beam, which permit a mavui. And we'll see whether they're different. The Gemara will have this line that a lechi is mishum mechitza and a korah is mishum heker. And the korah is just making a right, is just signaling that is reminding you of something. And we'll get into what exactly it is, but it's not actually a wall, which we'll see for the Rambam today will actually be very significant halachically. He actually takes that very seriously. I mean, we'll see people who will mix and match, right, mechitza and heker, and think that they're not mutually exclusive. But basically, that's a lot of Erevin, is defining what is a mavui and all the different ways of fixing it. So in order to figure out how we fix it, so we need to really start with, well, what is a mavui and what's the problem with it? So the first thing to note is that we use the word mavui not just to refer to what most of Erevin is about, which is mavui sasum, which is, you know, biblically not a rishus harabim, but we also use it to refer to a rishus harabim, right? That's the first source, right? The Gemara and Shabbos we've seen a million times is Tana Rabbanan, Arba rishus l'Shabbos, rishus hayachad, rishus harabim, v'karmelas ha'makom tur, and Ezri rishus hayachad, so we've seen this, and then if we skip, so Ezri rishus harabim, what is rishus harabim? Sratia uplatia gedola, and the one we've ignored until now, it's Muvoz ha'mefuloshin, zohi rishus harabim gemura, right? A mavui, an alley, or whatever, a road that's open. And again, what that means, we'll get to, but is open from one side of the city to the other, is a rishus harabim, or it's open into a rishus harabim, is a rishus harabim. And this is basically, right, you know, we mentioned this when we were dealing with rishus harabim, that there is the plaza rishus harabim, there's the interstate highway rishus harabim, and then there are roads within the city which are rishus harabim, and that's what we call a mavui mefulash. Simply the fact that linguistically the word mavui is used both for mavui mefulash, which is a rishus harabim, and for mavui sasum, which is not a rishus harabim, what it is we'll get to, but it's definitely not a rishus harabim de'oraisa, explains, I think, very simply on a very just, you know, sort of balabatish level, which I think in this case is just right, why we have all the xeros we do by mavui. Right, is once you say that in their minds, in the minds of Chazal, and this is true nowadays also, that you could look at an interstate highway and you could look at an intercity road, and you could in many ways think of them as the same thing, or they're close enough, right? The fact that, you know, Allen Road is really a highway and we call it a road, and Bathurst, right, is a street, but both of them are busy, and, right, you know, people think of Bathurst as the main street, even though, right, you know, the highway is, right, there is sort of a, in our mind, we see a connection, And the linguistic connection that the Gemara itself sort of is drawing on, I think highlights the at least the just basic logic to why there are all the xeros that we have by Mavli, which is that there is an actual potential for confusion between a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, an intercity road, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and a very large Mavli, right, a long-running alleyway, which in fact only has three sides. And, you know, if you think of the extremes, you know, the people who claim that like the Chazon Ish, that basically Broadway is a Mavli Sasum because it hits at 72nd Street, the Broadway and Amsterdam crisscross, so it actually comes to a third wall, and the houses are walls, right? You understand why one could say, well, that looks very much like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? But maybe it's not. Maybe it's a Rosh Hashanah Hayachid, right? You understand why there would be a confusion and a need for a Gzeira. So that's just point one that I would make, which I think explains... we'll skip for a moment. The Meiri explains the Machlokas in 3 and 4. And there's basically two... Right, once we put on the table that a Mavli is a Gzeira atu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? So we still have to figure out what exactly does that mean, right? What is it that we were worried about, and what could the confusion be? So that's just a Machlokas Rishonim. So Rashi says in 3, V'Rabbanan Gazer Alei Mishum Da'asi Lachlufei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we were worried that you might confuse it with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Visharyuha bitakanta delechi yokora. And then we permit it with the lechi yokora, delhavi hekera. And right, you just notice here that Rashi thinks both lechi and kora are heker, and that will be important. Right, like I said, most Rishonim do not take the fundamental position of the Rambam, and that's just important to note. And so then Rashi continues, dololesi lemishri Rosh Hashanah Rabbim gimura. Right, we don't let you carry within a mavui, in a mavui sasum, without the heker, because we're afraid you'll carry dalet amos birushus harabim. Right? So Rashi just says, it's very simple, right? You know, Bathurst, right, looks like the highway, right? And Bathurst, you can't necessarily tell the difference between Bathurst, let's assume Bathurst is birushus harabim, and, you know, pick your other street that is not, that is a cul-de-sac, right? And has three sides to it.
Timberlane.
Sure, or Springgate, or right. Springgate is a boulevard, but it really does come to a dead end.
Right.
They have the big sign as you go into my part of Springgate, which is exactly. That's the thing, is that you couldn't tell where Churchiner lives. Right, in Heatherton, you would think, oh, Springgate is a boulevard. When you get to where I live, you realize it is a Mavui Sasum, right? Bishita, it is a Mavui Sasum. We do not open into anything, but you couldn't necessarily know that until you get to the end. So Rashi just says it's very simple, that if you allowed someone to carry on, you know, Springgate, then they might carry on Clark, and they might carry on Bathurst, and whether any of these are Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I assume that every Eruv assumes that they're not. But let's just, for argument's sake, say they were. And that's what Rashi says, right? It's a Gzeira that you might carry Arba Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbeinu Yonasan, in his opening comments on the Rif, says not that way. So first he makes the linguistic point. He just says, where does the word Mavli come from? So he says, Mavon milashon mivo ha'ir. It comes from shoftim. It means the opening of the city. V'u'achalal ha'mukav shalosh mechitzot vein bokot al-revi'i. Again, it's a three-walled structure, which doesn't have a fourth wall. Mid'araisa rishus ha'yachid gimurahi. And biblically, it's just a rishus ha'yachid. Aval chachamim chashashu. But the chachamim word came in... Since the opening of it is open either to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or a Karmelis, Dilma Asi Lemite Ulemishre Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gimura. So first he cites Rashi's position that maybe you'll carry Arbamas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Inami, alternatively, Kihechi Delois Latad Lemi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Lisocho. We're worried not that you might carry within Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You'll say, look, if I can carry in a Mavoi, why can't I carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? But no, you'll say, what's the difference between, you know, Atkinson and Springgate, right? Atkinson is also Sasum, but whatever. Well, for argument's sake, it also hits a wall. But what's the difference? Fine, between Clark and Atkinson, right? So you might carry from one to the other, because you'll say, look, right, as long as I'm carrying one amma from one to the other, so it's not havara between rishuyos, right? So if I'm standing in the corner of Atkinson and Clark, right, you can imagine this, Yisrael Meir, the...
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, right, you could say, look, aren't they both just rishus harabim? Okay, so as long as I don't carry four amos, I'm fine. But you wouldn't realize that, no, Atkinson is in fact sasum because it hits a wall, it hits the community center, right, and therefore is closed, right, and Clark is open. So it's not the problem you might end up carrying in rishus harabim, as you might carry from a rishus harabim to it, right, dechevan shenifrat bimilo o lirishus harabim, since it's open into rishus harabim, vishavehu lirishus harabim. Therefore, it's, right, and it's, shove could either mean equivalent, but here I assume it means flush, right, which is what you have other places in Erevin, right, that it's flush to Rishos HaRabim. Amri din Rishos HaRabim Yeshlo. So we say that we treat it as Rishos HaRabim. V'fichach hitzrichu lasos hakeir levnei Rishos HaRabim levnei Rishos HaYochid. And therefore, you need to set up a reminder for at the border between them, for the people who are in the Rishos HaYochid of the Mavli, and in the Rishos HaRabim, shalei taltel mizeh. So you shouldn't carry from one to the other. V'tiknu laniach korah v'rachava tefach al kotel amavi lehodia sheshtei rishuyos ein. So we tell you, put a korah on top just to say that, you know, this is a border and there's two different rishuyos on the two sides of it. Okay. So that's just the first point, is that, right, a mavui, whatever it is, right, is easily confused with rishus harabim, as you know, just sort of by their physical structures and by linguistically, that emphasizes that. And that's the nature of the gzeirah, right? There are two possible gzeirahs it could be. Again, either that you might, if we allow you to carry in a mavul, you'll end up carrying in rishus harabim because you won't realize the difference. Or alternatively, you'll end up carrying from a mavul into rishus harabim or vice versa without realizing that one of them is that the mavul is in fact a rishus hayachid. So that's, that's very simply point one. Now, the second issue to deal with, though, in mavui is what is the status of a mavui, right? And the third question is what is the nature of the heter of lechi korach, tzuras abezach, and the like. What exactly? Right, what is it trying to fix on the level of derabanan? How was the isser formulated, and what is it trying to fix? We could even divide it into three questions. Right, what is its biblical status? What is its rabbinic status, and therefore, how do we fix it? Maybe that's a better way of saying it. Okay, so first the question of biblically what it is. Right, we'll start with the assumption of most rishonim, which is that a mavoi sasum is a rishos hayachid, and this we've already discussed. Right, this is totally in the machlokas. Does a Rishus Hayachid require three or four walls? We saw that with the exception of the Rambam, most Rishonim think that a Rishus Hayachid needs three walls, and therefore a Mavoi Sasum, which is closed on three sides, is going to be a Rishus Hayachid. We'll come back to the Rambam, because the Rambam is a parshan of himself, but right now let's assume, as most poskim do, that it's a Rishus Hayachid, and just try to understand how the majority of Psak has basically developed on working on that assumption. And as you've seen already, right, Rashi and Rabbi Yonasan both make that point explicitly, that a Mavui Sasum is a Rishus Hayachid. Okay, so let's assume it's a Rishus Hayachid. So, if it's a Rishus Hayachid, so then what is, we still have to ask, okay, on the level of a D'Oraisa, you should be allowed to carry in it, no problem. Right? It's like being in a house. So why did we've done, well, that's a question of why. But when we formulated the prohibition of carrying within a mavoi, right, how did we formulate the prohibition? So there's two possibilities, basic possibilities. And this is how Rav Schechter gave his Shir Psicho Kolalion this year on Erevin. But I think it's a helpful way of framing it. Right? So I asked you, right, what are the two ways that I could make it usher to carry in a mavui, right? What two models of gzeros derabanan could I use to make it usher?
What are the, sorry.
Right, I have a rishus hayachid, mi daraisa, I should be allowed to carry, now I say you can't, right?
Right.
So there are different ways of formulating that prohibition, right? That gzera derabanan. So how could I formulate it, right?
I mean, isn't that what we just saw? That either it's
so that's the motivation, right? There are two different motivations, And we'll see how they tie in a second, right? But now not for the why question, the what question, right? What is the nature of the prohibition that I've just created?
What is the nature? Either to be metalto daladamos within it, or to,
right, or
to be to take out from, to transfer to another.
Right. So that's the motivation and the what question I think do overlap. But I'll put it Rav Schechter's formulation now because I think it's a helpful one. It was a helpful. I told Yisrael Meir, I listened to his shiur, it's 45 minutes, but 10 minutes are on this, and 35 minutes are on whether there's a Kiyum Talmud Torah d'oraisa with learning laws d'rabbanan, which is a classic Rav Schechter introduction to a shiur in d'rabbanans. So he put it very nicely, and he said there's two ways of understanding it, right? One is to say, a mavui d'oraisa is a rishus hayachid, and d'rabbanan it's not. Right? Just like a Carmelis, We discussed this possibly with Carmelis. So same thing is true of a mavui, that de'oraisa it is a rishus hayachid, and de'rabbanan it's not a rishus hayachid. The second possibility is to say that no, even de'rabbanan it is a rishus hayachid, but we've introduced a weird possibility called insert tiltul be rishus hayachid. Now, Rav Schechter, claims that this hakira is raised by the Gaon Yaakov in his first mission at Erevan. I could not find it. I think what he means, and I cannot promise this is what Rav Schechter meant, but I think, and this is what Yisrael Meir was already hinting on, that may be at some level the machlokas between these two positions in Rishonim, what the gzera was for. Right? If you think that it's a gzera atu, if you think that it's a gzera that you might carry Arba Amos Birishus Arabim, what are you saying? Is that basically I'm treating it as a Rishus Arabim. I'm worried, right, that people will look at this and say it's a Rishus Hayachid, but it looks like Rishus Arabim. So it would be more likely that you would say, oh, well, then how am I going to formulate the Gzera? I'm going to treat it as a Rishus Arabim, or at least not a Rishus Hayachid, right? If you think the problem is not that you might treat it as a Rishus Arabim, right, and therefore, or imagine it as a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore carry your actions from a Mavui into Rishus HaRabim, but rather the problem is that you're not going to, that there's a confusion, simply between, right? It's that you
an issue of differentiation.
Right, it's differentiation, so you might say, look, I don't want you to confuse things, so I don't let you carry here, but it's not that we're treating it as Rishus HaRabim. We're not worried that you're going to carry it over to Rishus HaRabim. We're worried that you're not going to realize that you've crossed the border in, right? And there, so we'll just forbid you from carrying unless we put up a heker. So it could be that that's what he's getting at. It's not muchrach, and I'm not sure. And I didn't see Gaon Yaakov actually present the chakira. I'm guessing that that's what he means. That if it's right, if the gzera is because you might treat it like Rishus HaRabim, so the Gzera would be formulated to make a Carmelis not a Rishus Hayachid, a Mavui rather, not a Rishus Hayachid. If it's just like a technical problem, you might get confused and cross over the borders, so maybe then we just introduce an Isser Tiltul, which you just now have to fix the Isser Tiltul. So that might be what he means, I'm not sure. But I think this Chakira is a very helpful way of framing the issues in the Masechta. Because, right, as we've already introduced here and we'll come back to, is that the Gemara has this question multiple times throughout the Masechta, is Lechi, Korah, we'll even see it by Tzuras HaPesach, do they work to fix a Mavoi because of Mechitza or because of Heker? And we'll see a total confusion in the Mefarshim, and you'll see people who say that Mechitza really means Heker, and you'll see people who think that Heker really means Mechitza. But what's really behind the Machlokas of saying that if we don't hold like the Rambam, if you don't hold like the Rambam, what is behind the machlokas on a dirabbanan level of saying is lechi mishum mechitza or is it mishum heker?
Right.
I think what's behind it is this question: is that if you think what we did was we said that a mavui on a dirabbanan level is not a rishus hayachid anymore, so then the way to fix it is to with a dirabbanan mechitza, right? Is a requirement to add mechitzos, and therefore, if someone is totally convinced that a mavui sasum is a rishus hayachid de'oraisa, but not de'rabbanan, then you're going to see them push towards not only lechi being understood as mechitza, but you'll see what they'll say is a korah is really a, and the Gemara even has a day like this, right? The Gemara has a day that mechitza, that korah is mishum mechitza, and the Rishonim go as far as to say because of pitikra yorid v'sosei. But even the people who don't take it that far, because we don't paskin like that Gemara probably, you'll see them saying that when we say heker, we don't really mean heker. We mean that we want you to make it look like a house. Right? It's not an actual mechitza, but it's a heker that makes it look like a structure. Right? It's right. It's not just a regular reminder. It's to remind you that it reminds you that it is a reshus. Right? And I think those positions that are going to push towards Lechi and Korah and Suras HaPesach and everything being Mishum Mechitza, the reason that you do that is if you think the nature of the Gzeira was to treat a Mavui no longer as a Rishus, Rishus HaYachid, so then the way you would fix that Gzeira is by adding Mechitzos, right? Derabanan Mechitzos. On the other hand, if you think that, no, we just introduced an Isser Tiltul, we haven't forgotten even on Dirabanan level, that Mavui is simply a Rishus HaYachid. It's a Rishus HaYachid. And there's such a thing as a Rishus HaYachid with an Isser Tiltul. So then you're going to say, well, okay, but it's still just a Rishus HaYachid. And there's an Isser Tiltul. Why is there an Isser Tiltul? A Gzeira Atu, you might carry it into Rishus HaRabim. So what's the way of solving that? Heker. And then you'll see them comfortable saying, it's all about Heker. And even when we say Mechitza, we don't really mean Mechitza. We mean that the way we remind you is by doing something that looks Mechitza-like. Right? And this will have all types of nafkaminas, because how rigid we are in our standards of Lechi and Korah depend on whether you think it's trying to mimic a wall, or you think that even the walls are just trying to be there as a reminder. The more you think it's a reminder, the more lenient you can be. Right? The more you think that it's a Mechitza, the more stringent you have to be. And therefore, I think this Chakira is very helpful because it really outlines, right, all the issues that you see in the Masecht after this. Because what we'll deal with from now on is all the ways of fixing it. And at one end, you'll have Mechitzos, which it's clear that whatever the problem was with Mavui, right, Mechitzos is going to solve it. To the point where Mechitzos solve not just Mavui Sasum, but solve Mavui Mefulosh. Meaning, walls obviously have the ability to change something from a Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa into a Rishus HaYachid. Right? If I am in the middle of Times Square and then I build a house, right, I now have a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't matter where I happen to be.
Right.
And then you have you have different gradations, right? All the way at the other end, you have the Gemara's assertion that Korah is Mishum Heker, which at first glance means it's just a Heker. Right? Then you have everything in between. You have Delassos. Well, doors. Well, if it closes at night, well, it's closed to a Mechitza. So, you know, Dalsos Ninolos Balayla can also be Mavatel Rishus HaRabim. But what about a delet, which isn't closed at night, but could be closed? Well, it makes it look more like Rishus HaYachid, but it's not exactly closing it off, right? We've moved slightly along the spectrum. And then Tzuras HaPesach, well, it acts as a doorway, so that sort of makes it wall-like, but there's no wall, right? And what about, does it depend? If it's Tzuras HaPesach is only on one side, is that different than having it on all four sides? Because on one side, maybe it's just the door to a structure. And that's okay, because if you're trying to remind somebody, right, that you're in a different rishus, so all you need is a doorway, right? But to putting it on four walls, well, that's pretty hard, right? And then you go lechi. Well, the lechi, the Gemara calls mechitza. But does it really mean mechitza? And then korah, the Gemara says there's a dea that says mechitza, but everyone else thinks it's heker, right? And the spectrum, right, is understood much better when you realize that, right, there's this fundamental question on the table, which is how much do we have to, right, is it the mavui we're dealing with not a rishus hayachid dirabanan, and therefore we need to introduce new walls, and how much is it just have an iser tiltul, and now we just need a heker? Which of these mechanisms, and how stringently you apply each of them, I think just depends on that question. So I think it's just a helpful way of framing the entirety of the issues that we're going to see from here on in. Parenthetically, I would say, and I know Rabbi Tershiner doesn't like this shita, but it is the ultimate of this shita.
I knew it was coming.
The Meiri, which we saw briefly before, who has the very odd, you know, Yosemina Klal shita, that a Mavui, right, this is source 2, V'achshav anasugin b'tikun ha-Mavui sasum, shemin ha-Torah hu rishus ha-yachid gimura litaltel b'tocho ulechayiv bezricha mitocho l'shus ha-rabim. It's a Rishus HaYachid for certain purposes d'araisa, Meaning, you're allowed to carry within it, and you're chayev if you throw from it to Rosh Hashanah. Mikoach halacha, but from halacha Moshe Misinai ledas beis hilul shalacha kamoso neser shlo letalto besocha achayaso bo dofen revias halacha Moshe Misinai. You need a fourth wall to allow carrying, but you would still be chayev even without it from carrying from Rosh Hashanah, which means on a raisa level, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid for the purpose of making you chayev misa if you carry from it into Rosh Hashanah. But I mean, halacha l'moshe misinai.
That's what that phrase means. Mikoach halacha.
In other places, he uses it even clearer. That's halacha l'moshe misinai. But yeah, here this is just the opening one. He says halacha, but in other places he says explicitly halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Even though it's a rishus hayachid to be machayev you if you carry from rishus rabim to it, it's not a rishus hayachid d'oraisa or halacha l'moshe misinai to allow you to carry in it. Unless you have a fourth partial wall, right, or heker, ella shadaya balechi okora b'mnesha eina enin ella mishum heker. Right, so the Meiri Shita, that on a d'oraisa level, it's a rishus hayachid, vis-a-vis carrying into rishus harabim, but not to permit tiltul, right, is the ultimate expression of this possibility that it's a rishus hayachid with this or tiltul. That's exactly what he's saying, on a biblical level. Now, the Meiri is not accepted, right, on a biblical level, but I think it just highlights the point that that's really the rabbinic question that we're asking, right? Is do we have just an Isser Tiltul, or do we have something which is no longer considered a full Rishus HaYachid on a Dirabbanan level? And the Nafka Mina, which is throughout the Masechta, is how much are we looking for a new wall, and how much do we just need a Heker? So I think that's a way of framing the whole thing. Now, Rav Shechter argues that this Machlokes is in fact a Machlokes in the Gemara. So that is in source 5, right? So the Gemara in source 5 says, "Itmar shlosha umeis echad mehen shnayim nitotsu alayhen," right? It's talking about the shayara, right? These caravans that we where we allow you more leniency if you if there are three people making a caravan in an area on Shabbos than if you only have two. Fine. So what happens if you have three and one of them dies, or you have two and a third one comes on Shabbos? So Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak argue about it. Chad amar Shabbos goremes. One says it's whatever status it was when Shabbos came in. So if there was three and then one died, it'd be mutter, and if there was two and one came in, it would still be aser. The Chad amar diorin goremes. And the other one says no, it depends befoal how many people are there. Okay, so the Gemara says, "This time there, Rav Huna who the Amar Shabbos Goremes." Let's conclude that Rav Huna is the one who says that it is Shabbos. It depends on what it was at, you know, at Ben Hashmashos. The Amar Rabba, because Rabba said, "Buy me Rav Huna, ubuy me Rav Yehuda, irev derech haPesach ministam haPesach." If you made an erev, in this case a chateros, right? You connected two different eruvim. Two different chatzeros, and the way you did it was through a door, right? Meaning you could treat them as one because they opened into each other. But the door was closed on Shabbos. Or derech chalon v'nistam chalon. Ma, what's the halacha? Amar li. So he says, Shabbos, hol v'hotra hotra. I said, in that case, you can continue carrying between the two chatzeros because hol v'hotra hotra. So it's tistayim. Okay. Tistayim. Now, once the Gemara brings up this idea of ho'ol v'hotra hotra, so then the Gemara continues and says, "Lemer of huna v'yitzchak v'plukta d'rabiosi v'yudik amifugli." Is this parallel to the following machlokas? Titnan, the Mishnah says, "Chatzer shenifritza mishtei ruchoseha." If you have a courtyard which is open, which has hole, right, has gaps in it, has breaches in it on two sides, v'chein bayis shenifritz mishtei ruchoseha, or a house which has breach on both sides, v'chein mavui shenitalin karosav olechayav, or a mavui which no longer has its korah or its lechi, mutarin laoso Shabbos, it's permitted on that Shabbos, v'asurin lasid lavo, but you can't next Shabbos, right? So if the lechi and the korah fall down on Shabbos, you're still allowed to carry in the mavui. But you're not allowed to the next Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right? By next Shabbos, you can't be derelict. You have to put it back up. But for that Shabbos, it's mutar. And Rabbi Yosi Omer, in mutarin loso Shabbos, mutarin losad lavo, v'masurin losad lavo, asurin loso Shabbos. If it's usur this Shabbos, it's usur forever. If it's mutar this Shabbos, mutar forever. And the Gemara says, why? So, Lema Rapuna Damar Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Damar Rav Yossi. Aren't they just arguing about the question of whole history, right? Is something mutter just because it started to be mutter on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, no. Amar Lach Rav Huna, no. Ana Damri, Afila Rav Yossi. I would agree with even according to Rav Yossi. Why? Because Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rav Yossi Hasam as Ella Delisnu Lemichitzos. There, the problem is there isn't mechitzos, but hacha isnu lemechitzos. But here, there are walls. I would say even like Yehuda, because ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda asam el disnu l'diyarin hacha lisnu l'diyarin. So Shechter points to this Gemara and says, wait a second, we have a machlokas, right? We have one shita who says that a mavui, right, its status has to be the same for all Shabbatot, but why? So he said, well, it's very simple. If you think that a mavui is a rishus hayachid d'araisa with an iser tiltul, so in iser tiltul you could say hoel ve ishtri, because right the notion that oh there was an iser tiltul but the iser tiltul was removed because it had a lechi or korah. Okay, so then if the lechi or korah falls down, so okay, so for this Shabbos we've already decided that the iser has been lifted, but the mavui is still rishus hayachid, so we've just removed the iser tiltul. But if you think that rabbinically you've turned a mavui into a non-rishos hayachid, then it's no different than a house whose all the walls fall down, where you can't say, oh, it was mutter to carry here before Shabbos because there was a house. Yeah, but now there isn't, right? So Rav Shechter argues that this machlokas that the Gemara embeds, right, that whether or not, right, when a lechi or korah falls down, does the mavui remain mutter that Shabbos? Or no, it has to have a consistent status throughout Shabbatot. Is really a machlokes. Is lechi and korah both mishum, you know, mechitza at some level, meaning it's trying to transform the rishus, and therefore, right, just like if a wall fell down, that would change the status of your house. And we'll see next week, right, the reverse is also true. Right, that mi da'oraisa, at least mi da'oraisa, if walls are built on Shabbos, then it's a rishus hayachid da'oraisa. Because it doesn't matter if it was also before Shabbos, it's a house now. There might be an iser derabanan if you violated an iser and built on Shabbos. But mi da'oraisa, mechitza is a mechitza is a mechitza. And if you think that the gzera of mavui is that it needs a new mechitza, right, then you can't mutter for one Shabbos and not mutter for another. Either it's mutter for all Shabbatot, or it's not mutter for all Shabbatot. There's no middle status. But if you think there's an iser tiltul, so then you could say, no, whole of history, the iser, the local iser, that notion that we've introduced an iser of tiltul in a rishus hayachid, can be waived based on whole of history. So Shechter argues that maybe this is even the machloka is in the Gemara. Okay, is that clear? Yeah. One more time? One more time?
Okay.
Okay. One more time.
You seem to want to do it one more time.
That's fine. One more time, just to, right, because there's a lot of things going on in this sugya because of all the whole histories. But, right, basically, right, in the middle of this machlokas, of this Gemara is embedded in machlokas. If a lechi and korah falls down on Shabbos, can you say that because there was no iser tiltul at the beginning of Shabbos, because there was a lechi and korah, so even though next week we would make you put up a lechi and korah, this week it will remain permitted because whole history? Or do we say that no, right? A mavui, what makes it mutter or asur is the structure of the mavui. So if it is the type of mavui that is mutter, then it's going to be mutter always. And if it's asur, it's asur always. So Shechter argues that machlokas hangs on this one. That if you think that a mavui is a rishus hayachid, and it has an iser tiltul, so you could, in theory, waive it temporarily for this Shabbos, because when Shabbos came in, the iser had been waived. But if you say that no, on a derabanan level, we've required more walls, we've required you to change the actual physical structure, then just like a house whose walls would fall down on Shabbos, you couldn't say, oh, whole of history, because now there aren't walls, and therefore it's a rishus harabim. So a mavui, if it's lechir kar fell down, you would have to say that just like next Shabbos it's aser because it doesn't have the requisite number of walls, this Shabbos it doesn't have the requisite number of walls. So that's how Shechter presents it. Okay. So now, in the next two sources, what I just put were Gemaras from the Masechta that highlight what I already alluded to, which is that this machlokas right? Is a mavu, is, are the tikune mavui, lechi and kara, are they mishum heker, mishum mechitza, right? That's a theme that just comes throughout the Masechta. So just to see it inside, I've already mentioned it. So in source 6, right, the Gemara says, "Hayagavah me'asrim amah uvalamato kama mimayit kama deserachlay." Right, if it's too tall, how much do you have to bring it down? What do you mean? How much you have to bring it down? You have to bring it down. If it's 25 amos, you have to bring it down 5 amos. Right, what was that question? So the Gemara says, "No, ela rechavo bekama." Right, how deep do you have to fix it? Right, I don't have to lower the mavui lorech kol aderech. I have to take part of the mavui and bring it back to normal height. So how deep into the mavui do I have to lower the height of the mavui? So Rav Yosef Amar tefach, or Yosef just says one tefach, and Abaye Amar arba'a. So the Gemara says lema b'ha kamiflagi. Is this what they're arguing out? Demand Amar tefach, the one who said it's only one tefach, kasavar mutr l'shtamish tachas hakorah. He thinks you're allowed to carry under the korah, and therefore, we're not worried, right? Even if you're worried that you're going to be carrying under the korah, since you're allowed to carry under the korah, you're allowed to keep carrying under the korah, so you'll be under the korah, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I got it, and I won't carry into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore, we need it big enough so you'll realize that where the korah starts, because you're not even allowed to carry where when you start the korah. It's the first, it's just a psychological, right, basically, right, if you're allowed to carry under the korah, then you'll notice that you're under the korah when you're under it. If you have to stop in advance, right, it has to be bigger because you need a, right, don't enter. It's a big don't enter sign, as opposed to saying don't, get past this point. So that's the first suggestion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, lo. Everyone agrees that it's mutter to carry under the korah. But hakam ifilgay, what are they arguing about? Mar sever korah mishum heker. The machlokas is, what is a korah trying to accomplish if it's just a heker? I'm sorry, if it's a heker, so then it needs 4 tvachim. There's actually a machlokas on which way it goes, but we'll take that for now. Right, that if it's meant to be a heker, because this fits better with the first half of the Gemara, right, if it needs to be a heker, so it needs to be big enough that you know that it's there. But if it's mechitza, then... Right, no, right? As long as it's there, it's yorid v'sosim, it creates a wall, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Right? So you see that there's a machlokas in the Gemara by korah. Is korah meant to remind you not to carry from there into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or is it creating a virtual mechitza through p'tikra yorid v'sosim? In Surah 7, the Gemara introduces the more famous suggestion, which is... that there's a distinction between lechi and korah. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, mavui shlo nishtadfuvo, a mavui which you didn't do shituv yet. So echshiru belechi. If you put a belechi, hazorek lezochan chayev. So then, if you throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into it, you're chayev. Echshiru bekorah. But if you use a korah, hazorek letocho patur. So then you're going to be exempt. So maskev la Rav Sheshes is taimad lo nishtadfuvo nishtadfuvo, afil echshiru bekorah nami chayev." V'chi kikar zu osa osa rishus hayachar rishus harabim. The Gemara said, what difference does it make if you made a shituf mivos? Right? The question on a daraisa level is simply, is it a rishus hayachar or is it a rishus harabim? The korah should not be male or morid, right, on that level. What does it make a difference? The question for daraisas is simply, is this a rishus hayachar or is it not? Not, are you allowed to carry because you made a shituf mivos? V'atanya, because didn't we learn that chatzeder shel rabim mavos she'ena mefulashin bein irvu bein lo irvu azorik lo chayiv? Didn't we say that a chatzer o mavui a mavui sasum, whether or not you make an eruv, if you throw from rishus rabim into it, you're chayiv because the araisa it's a rishus hayachid. So elei itmar hachi itmar. So rather, the machlokas must have gone like this: that Amar Rav Yehuda mavui she'ena roi l'shitov, right? A mavui yechshiru belechi. If you put a balechi, a zorek losocho chayev. If you throw in your chayev, shiru bekora, zorek losocho pater. But if you use a korah, then you're pater. Alma, ksavar, lechi mishum mechitza, bekora mishum heker, because lechi is a wall, and therefore, it wasn't a rishos hayachid before, possibly, and therefore it is a wall, and the korah is a heker, meaning you thought that it, and therefore it is a probably a caramelist. Now Rava closes it and says, no, they're both Mishum Heker. Now Rov Rubo of Rishonim think that in the end of the day, right, whether or not we think that Lechi is Mishum Mechitza or Kor is Mishum Heker, or we think they're both Heker, we don't accept the assumption of this Gemara that Lechi is necessary mi de'araisa. Mm-hmm. Right? That you need four walls de'araisa, right? While that seems to have been the Havamina in the Gemara, right? That a Mavoi is a probably a Carmelis, right? And therefore a Lechi introduces a fourth wall, and therefore makes it Rosh Hashayachid, and a Korah just makes it a Carmelis in which you're allowed to carry. Rov Rishon reject that assumption, right? They might maintain some model in which a Lechi is more Mechitza-like, and a Korah is more Heker-like, but they don't accept it, right, hook, line, and sinker. The exception to that, right, is the Rambam. The Rambam does. I don't know why I put the Meiri twice, probably just because I really like it, and, you know, psychologically I just keep putting it on. But the exception really is the Rambam. And the Rambam, because of the way he understands the sugya d'oraisa, really draws a very sharp line on the, in the end of the day between Lechi and Korah, not just on the derabbanan level. Like I said, many Rishonim in the end say, look, echad zev, echad zev mishum heker, on a derabbanan level, but maybe on a derabbanan level, lechi mishum mechitza and kore mishum heker, and that would affect the relevant halachos. But they take a look at the end of the Gemara and say, echad zev mishum heker, and therefore, it is what it is. That also fits with the general sheet in Rishonim, that a Rishus HaYachid has how many walls? Three. And therefore, a Mavli already has three walls, and therefore, it's a Rishus HaYachid, so there might have been a Havamina that wasn't the case, but we rejected it, so it's Heker. And then, okay, the question, Durabanan, how do we treat it? The Rambam is not like that. The Rambam thinks...
This Meiri is different, though, no?
Yeah, the Meiri, it's the same Meiri that I put in... Oh, I mean, it's a different Meiri, but it makes the same point.
Sing both Lechi and Korah.
Oh, no, you're right. No, I did put it in for a different reason. Okay, thank you. No, I put it in to point out that the Meiri, right, now we've seen that Korah... in one place, the Gemara is suggested to be mechitza, and in one place is assumed as a heker. Lechi, the Gemara has one day that it's mechitza and another day that it's heker. I put the Meiri to introduce Tzuras HaPesach, right? Just to make note of the fact that Tzuras HaPesach will have the same machlokas, because pashtus in Tzuras HaPesach is that it is a mechitza, right? It's acting as a mechitza by a door. But that's not even mochrach. The Meiri thinks the yesh sham tzuras pesach rotzol mer economy kan v'economy kan v'kan al gabein afilu rachav asara me'eser amos eino tzarach l'mayit she'ein lecha heker gadol kaze. Right? He says tzuras pesach is also a heker. Right?
Does that mean he's going like Rava that lechi alone is heker, korah alone is heker?
Probably. It probably Meiri probably.
Line, it's still heker. Then why would I say not like that when they're separate?
It sounds like in the end of the day, he thinks everything's a heker,
yeah.
Right? Which works, you know, weirdly with his own shita, but, you know, fine. But that's fine. But just to, right, highlight the fact that, right, we will have this question by all of them, right? Mechitza, we have 2 days. Lechi, we have 2 days. And even, you know, Tzuras HaPesach, we have 2 days.
Shabbat shalom.
Okay. The Rambam is the exception. The Rambam thinks that, no, biblically, there is a difference between Lechi and Korah. Now, he starts with a very... The most striking place where this appears is the way he reads the Gemara in Source 9, and we've seen this before. This is the Gemara. We're running a little bit short on time, so I'll just say it outside because we've seen this Gemara before. Was the Keren Zavis Gemara, right? There was a machlokas in the Gemara whether a Keren Zavis is a what exactly is the status of a Keren Zavis has smuchel or shus harabim, and the Gemara said it depends on whether you think something will be considered Rishus HaRabim if it's easy for the Rabim to get to, or only if it's possible for the Rabim to get to. But we saw that most of the Rishonim understood that a Keren Zavis was like, there were different Shitos. It was like, you know, the house is made sort of a V, and therefore it's sort of an indent, right, or something like that, or it's a slight indent in Rishus HaRabim. And they were arguing, you know, that slight indent into Rishus HaRabim, is it Rishus HaRabim or not? The Rambam understood it not that way. And the Rambam thinks that a Keren Zavis is what we call a Mavui Sasum. Keren Zavis is a three-walled structure, right, jutting out of Rishus HaRabim with three walls. So now we'll just look through the Rambams and put basically the Rambams Shita together, right? So we've seen Parak Yudalit. So this is Arba Rishuyos Lishabas. Rishayachar Rishus Rabim Kamlis Makam Tur. Ezri Rishus Rabim. Again, we've seen all these and we've gone through all the complications of the Rambam. Midbaros Viar Mushvakim and Drachim of Lashon Lahan Vavachi Rocham Haderach Tesainama Velo Yelav Tikrav Ezri Rishus Ayachid Telshi Gavotzer Tvachim Rocham Arba Tvachim Al Arba Tvachim O Yesra Okain Machin Harishu Gazar Rocham Arba Al Arba Yesra Okain Machin Makam Shum Mukav Arba Machitza. Right, we've seen this. Right, we've seen all of these. Right, and then toch kedei he says, and what else? Right. So imhuk of ledira kion medina mukaves chomash adalsos ninot balayla umuvos sheyesh lahen shlosha k'talim velechi beruach revias. Right. V'chein chatzer v'dir v'sar she'okful l'dira kol rishus hayachid gemura zayin. So one of his examples of what's rishus hayachid gemura is a mavui with three walls and a lechi specifically. Next halacha, halacha dalid. Ezev he karmelis. What is a karmelis? Tel sheish ba'arba al'arba yeser alkein v'gavo mishlosh v'asara she'karmelis eina tofeses Ela ad asara ve'ino rechava pachos marbal arba v'chein charetz. Again, he has all his cases. V'chein charetz sheyesh barbal arba, all the cases, and then the end of this line v'chein makom shehukov ba'arba mechitzos govan mishlosh avad asara v'nein arbal arba o yeser al kain v'chein karen zavis. What's the classic case of Carmelis? A karen zavis hasmuch l'shus harabim, which is what v'hu makom hamuka shemukav shalosh mechitzos. It's a place with three walls. V'ruach haravias rishus harabim kegon mavui she'ein lo lechi o kora b'ruach revias. Right, like a mavui that doesn't have a lechi or a kora on the fourth wall, and then he says v'chein hayamim. Etc. Right. So the Rambam says, what is the classic rishus? One of the classic rishuyos hayachid, a mavui with a lechi. What is the keren zavis of the Gemara that the Gemara ends up having a machlokis? Is it rishus harabim or not? It's what we call a mavui sasum. Lemaskana he paskened that is only a karmelis, right? But he says that which the Gemara calls a keren zavis, that which was almost a rishus harabim, is what we call a mavui sasum, and it remains a karmel as if it doesn't have a lechi or a korah. And then source 11 is the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin about mavui itself. So now he lays it out clearly. Mavui sheyesh lo shlosha k'talim hu nigra mavui sasum. Right, something with three walls of mavui sasum. Mavui sheyesh lo shnei k'talim bilvad. Zeh k'nega zeh v'am nechnasim b'zeh v'yotzim v'shengegde hu nigra mavui mefulosh. Right, if it only has two walls, it's a mavui mefulosh, and it's a rishus harabim. A potential rishus harabim. Halachabet and heich matir and mavui sasum. How do we matir it? Also, beruach revias lechi echad. Also, love korah v'dayo. Either use a lechi or a korah. V'teichashev also korah also lechi ki ilu sasum ruach revias, and it will be as if you close the fourth wall. V'yaser rishus hayachid and make it rishus hayachid. V'yem mutal talto v'kulo. Why should din Torah b'shalosh mechitzos bilvad mutal l'taltel? Because dirabana diraisa, you're allowed to carry in three walls. Now there's a machlokas mafarshim. The Ravid thinks what the Rambam just said is the same as the Meiri, right? Which is that midaraisa, it's a rishus hayachid, but there's a halacha moshe misinai that you are not allowed to carry unless you have a fourth wall. The Magen Mishnah points out that that's probably not what the Rambam meant. He probably just meant it's a karmelis. And in a Carmelis, you're allowed to carry midaraisa, you're not derabanan, which fits much better with the Rambam said in Halacha Yudalit. And so there's a lot of people who look at the Ravid and then they start trying to be mitaris to the Rambam. The simple answer is that's not right. The Rambam didn't mean like the Miri, he meant that it's a Carmelis. When we did Sofrim, he, Ruach Revias, Lefichach Dai La Belechi Okora. But then Halacha Tes, he introduces the difference. But Mavashin, Ruach Shlosha Tvachim, Enotzarach Lo Lechi Velokora, Mutzal Talta Vukulo, Shkola Bachim Mishlosha Hareu Kulavod, right? If it's tiny, it's not even three Tvachim, so you don't need anything. But mavoi shehechshiru bikora. If you put up a kora, avol bishem mutzal taltu bakulo kirishus hayachid. If you put a lechi up, it is rishus hayachid. And a zorig mitochel rishus harach mitochel rishus harabim. And rishus harabim litocho pater. And if you carry from it or into rishus harabim or vice versa. If you do with a korah, you are patur. Shakorim mishum heker hi asuya. Avam mechshiru bilechi. If you use a lechi, hazor mitochlo shes harabim. Omir shes harabim litocho chayev. Shalechi harei yikem mechitza beruach revias. Because the lechi is is a mechitza baruch revi. And this is the Ravid that challenges him. Right again, right? And the Magid Mishnah says that he's probably just wrong. Right? Ham milsa kasha tuva kevin shemutul talta b'kulo alma b'mavi sheish lo shalosh mechitzas kamar v'kavilan the shalosh mechitzas midaraisa im ken echshir v'kora my pater v'chibo chom lahakel v'shal toro latino kora. Right? He reads it as this shita that Miri quotes and doesn't like it. But again, the Magid Mishnah is right, Pashtos, that what all the Rama means is that three walls is a Carmelist, four walls is Rosh Hashayach, and Lachi is Mishum Mechitza. So when you put the Rambam together, right, he has a very clear-cut shita, which is, unlike other Rishonim, he thinks that Rosh Hashayach needs four walls. Therefore, a Mavui Sasum is a classic, what he calls Karen Zavish, which is a Carmelist. But then he takes it very seriously, and he says a Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, and therefore, if you fix it with a Lechi, then you've made it into Rosh Hashayach. If you fixed it with the Korah, then you've left it as a Carmelist, but you've allowed, you've removed the Isser Tiltul Dirabanan. Now, if we came back to Rosh Hashayach Chakira, right, you know, the Rambam explicitly, on a D'Oraisa level, says that that's exactly the difference between Lechi and Korah, right? Not because we introduced an Isser Tiltul into Rosh Hashayach, but because a Mavli Sosim is a Carmelist, which already has an Isser Tiltul, right? So if you have a Korah, then all you did was you matar the Isser Tiltul, and therefore it remains a Carmelist Midaraisa, and there's no, and you are not chayev from carrying from it into Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. But if you put up a wall, which is Mishum Mechitza, then you haven't just been matar the Isser Tiltul, you've transformed the Mavi on a D'Oraisa level, and therefore you would be chayev because it's now a Rishus Hayachid. Right, so Rav Shechter's Chakira is in fact, right, for the Rambam, it depends. Not because of any type of Derabanan, right? It's very simple, right? I mean, yes, a Derabanan, but not a new Derabanan of Mavli, the old Derabanan of Carmelis, right? That if it has a Korah, then it is a Carmelis, and therefore all there is Isser Tiltul, but it is not a Rishus HaYachid vis-a-vis carrying from it and being Chayiv Midaraisa. If you introduce a wall, then you've changed the nature of the Rishus, and therefore it will have D'Oraisa implications. So just to summarize it, and I think this basically frames the issues, right, we have... right now we'll reorganize it, right? Because the Rambam is sort of the, right, we'll organize it from D'Oraisa to D'Rabbanan, right? As opposed to, right, what are we trying to fix? So, right, what is a Mavui? So we have, at one extreme we have the Rambam, who says that a Mavui is a Carmelist, and there are two ways of fixing it. One is to transform it from a Carmelist, which the way we normally treat Carmelists is that there's no chiyuv from carrying from it to Rosh Hashayachid or Rosh Hasharabim, but it is also to carry within it. So one way of fixing that is by adding a lechi, which is a mechitza, which will solve the problem by transforming it from a Carmelist into a Rosh Hashayachid, which will have D'Oraisa implications, then now you would be chayv if you carried from it into Rosh Hasharabim, vice versa. Possibility two is simply to solve the problem of tiltul with a korah, which is only Mishum Hakir, and therefore, all it will do is lift the Isser Tiltul, but it will not transform it in terms of Rishus, and therefore it will still be true that if you carry from the Mavui Sasum into Rishus Arabim, you will be Patur, or vice versa, but it will be permitted to carry in it. So for the Rambam, on a D'Oraisa level, the question of whether the Tikune Mavui transform the Rishus, or simply permit the Tiltul, depends based on his assumption that a Rishus HaYachid needs four walls, and therefore a Mavi Sosim is a Carmelist and not a Rishus HaYachid, and his assumption that a Lechi is a real wall, and a Korah is just a Heker, right, that Chakira plays out in the Rambam Shitas, with a Lechi, it is a wall, and therefore it has effects besides for the Heter Tiltul, it transforms the Rishus, and a Korah, the only thing it does is lifts the Isser. That is on the Rambam Shita, that's the expression on the D'Oraisa. The Meiri, we saw as sort of a middle Shita, that a Mavui is a D'Oraisa Rishus HaYachid with an Isser Tiltul Mehalach L'Moshe Me'Sinai, and therefore you need to matir it with a Lechi or Korah. But Pashtus is simply that this is a D'Rabbanan question, that L'Kulei Alma, a Mavui is a Rishus HaYachid, a Mavui Sosum is a Rishus HaYachid. On a D'Rabbanan level, the question is, when we prohibited carrying, is that because we said this is no longer going to be treated as a full Rishus HaYachid? And then what we would expect is that people would push towards understanding the tikkune mavui as mechitzos, because since we conceptualize the mavui as a no longer rishus hayachid, then our goal is not just to be matar tildul, but to transform it. The way you do that is through walls. On the other hand, if you think that no, it's a rishus hayachid, it remains rishus hayachid, and we've just introduced an iser tildul, so then to remove an iser tildul, then maybe all you need to do is have a reminder in place. And what I just pointed out quickly is that in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, each of the tikkunei mavui, with the exception of mechitza itself, right, will have that machlokas, right? You have shitos that a lechi is mishum mechitza or lechi is mishum heker. You have korah, which is mishum heker or mishum mechitza. You have even tzuras pesach. You have a machlokas. Is it mishum heker or is it mishum mechitza? But again, I think the reason that people keep arguing about it is the more you think that what we need to do is fix this rishus, the more you think that what we're doing is we're adding mechitza. The more you think it's already rishus hayach and all there is in this is tiltul, then the more you're comfortable saying that, yeah, even tzuras pesach, all it needs to accomplish is a heker to remove the iser tiltul. And we said that this might be connected, though it's not mukhrach, to the question of what was the motivation for being gozer amavui. If the motivation for being gozer amavui was that we're worried that people would look at amavui and say, oh, this looks like rishos harabim, if I can carry here, then I should be able to carry in rishos harabim, and therefore we have to forbid you from carrying within the amavui itself, right, then it might be more likely that you would say the gzeir derabanan was to say, okay, a mavoi is no longer rishus harabim because people will treat it like a rishus harabim. If you think that, no, it's not that we're worried people are going to treat it like a rishus harabim, it's just going to cause confusion, you might end up carrying from one to the other, from a mavoi into rishus harabim to it, but no one's going to think that this is actually rishus harabim. Everyone knows it's rishus hayachid. You might just miss the cutoff point between the rishus harabim and it. Okay, then all we had to do was introduce an iser tiltul so that you won't end up doing that, and all you got to do is a heker to fix the problem. So it might be related, maybe that's what Rosh Hashanah meant by saying, because the first piece in Gaon Yaakov, I should have mentioned, the reason I think that's what he means is because first piece in Gaon Yaakov, all he does is he mentioned this machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonason. So if I'm assuming that's how Rosh Hashanah understood it. I don't know if it's mukhrach, but it's definitely possible. And the last issue that we saw is that Rosh Hashanah's claim that this is machlokes in the Gemara, namely the question of whether Hohel v'Ishtri can solve the problems of Mavoi. Because if you think that a Mavoi on a Dirabanan level is no longer a Rishus HaYachid, then it doesn't make sense to use Hohel v'Ishtri, right? Hohel v'Hutra Hutra, because just like a house who all their walls would fall down on Shabbos, you would no longer be able to carry because it's not a house anymore. So if you think that what we did to a Mavoi on a Dirabanan level was say this is no longer a house, it's no longer a Rishus HaYachid, so then if the wall, the heker falls down, the lechi or kara falls down, then you can't carry anymore. If you think that we just introduced an iser tiltul derabanan, so sure, there are certain isuri derabanan when we say, okay, well, once the iser didn't take effect at the beginning of Shabbos, it won't take effect in the middle of Shabbos, right? The mavui was always just a pure rishus hayachid. Okay, the iser, so we'll mimater it. Big deal, and we could even distinguish and say, this Shabbos will be mimater, next Shabbos, you were derelict, you need a new heker. And that's how Rav Shechter understands the Gemara. I don't think it's mukhrach, but it's an interesting possibility that maybe this is machlokas in the Gemara itself. And now, right from now on, really, now that we're in mavui, we're really going to be dealing with tikkunei mavui, but this is just to keep in the back of your mind. Mechitzos, what we deal with first, are clearly mechitzos, right? But once we get to all the other tikkunim, what we're going to have to keep asking is, are those trying to mimic mechitza, or do they not need to mimic mechitza because all they're accomplishing is heker, right? And the reason that would be the case is because of what we said here.